Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is going on? It's Mark Owens. Thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you're having a hell of a week. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you were safe. Earlier this week, some pretty rough storms coming through the area. At one point, in the mean streets of Smyrna, I had my wife and my daughter in the hallway. Not because there was any tornado warnings, but we got some big-ass pine trees around our house, so... better be safe than sorry. But see, what I do is I put them in the hallway and make sure they're safe. And then I go and just stare out the window. The worst possible place you could be in a really bad storm. And I'm just looking out into the world and, well, it's a lot of rain, a lot of wind. Girls, y'all be safe back there. I'm going to stand here and look at the lightning. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262, also at CFB929. As always, we'll get to a couple of polls. Put up a, you know, hey, Tom Crean, you know, new head coach of Georgia. How you feeling about that? According to the dog fans I talk to, not really. We'll get to that in just a couple of seconds. Let's get to the news. South Carolina, they've been busy making its future non-conference schedule. They have announced a three-game series with App State, with 2019 and 2027 games taking place in Columbia, and then 2025 matchup. And take place in Boone, North Carolina. So 2019, 2025, and 2027. Could you spread those out a little more? They also announced games with Troy on September 25th, 2021. And in town, Georgia State. They'll be hosting the Panthers on September the 3rd, 2022. UCF, the Knights, University of Central Florida. Now, they continue to celebrate a non-recognized, non-realistic championship in college football. Since they were the only undefeated team in 2017, well, recently UCF and Alabama, while they didn't see each other in college football, they did meet in women's basketball. Alabama got the win 80-61. Now, the Crimson Tide AD, Greg Byne, took a shot at the Knights on Twitter saying, "Great win over UCF in women's basketball. We're not ready to make it more than it was and schedule a trip to Disney, but we'll definitely take it." Well, the Knights AD responded, didn't take that very kindly. He said via Twitter, "We only schedule Disney trips when we win New Year's Day bowl games and have done that 2 times in 5 years. The most recent in 2017, when we were the only undefeated team in America and national champions." UCF, you look silly. No one is arguing that you didn't have a perfect season. If anything, you helped us start the conversation about looking at some of these non-Power 5 conference schools to get into a playoff. You have made a legitimate case to say, don't forget about us. But you're not the national champions. Stop. You're the only ones that call yourself the national champions. Everyone else outside of the UCF fans roll their eyes every time there's another story that pops up about a parade or a bonus for coaches or a banner being hung or official gear or what was it, a legislature, a politician wanted to get the license plates to reflect their national championship. It is not a recognized title. But I'm not telling anything you don't already know about UCF. Like, I wanted to root for them. I wanted to be on their side and be like, yeah, don't forget about some of these teams. But you've made it hard to like you because you're so arrogant about your non-national championship. At first, if it was a little more tongue-in-cheek, like, we're the national champions, and they had their own little asterisk by it, that'd be kind of funny. But they honestly, in their heart of hearts, believe that they are the national champions. No, you are not. Just because my mug says I'm the world's greatest dad doesn't mean I'm the world's greatest dad. A new bill in Wisconsin could effectively end tailgating in the state prior to sporting events. Oh, this will get your blood boiling. According to Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, the bill prohibits a person or a business from charging someone who would consume alcohol on their property unless they obtain a license from a municipality. This could impact tailgating outside of a sports event. So now, you have to buy a license to let strangers park and tailgate on your lawn. Consider a homeowner with property outside of Lambeau Field. They want to charge people to park on his lot. It's easy walking distance to the stadium. The homeowner says, look, I'm sitting on half an acre. I can put 25 cars out here. I can charge $50 a car. Boom, mortgage made. Now the government wants to step in, and they're going to say, no, 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 no. If you want to let people hang out on your lawn and drink a beer and fire up the grill, you're going to have to get a specific license. You're going to have to go buy a permit to let people park on your own private property. Also, they would say there's no alcohol consumed on said property under this amendment. It sounds like in the state of Wisconsin, the government wants to tell you where you can and cannot tailgate. Now, playing devil's advocate, I can almost see some people saying, well, you know, you can't have, you know, people just getting drunk in any given, you know, property. I mean, what happens if I park in some guy's yard and some dude gets drunk and hits my car and crashes my car and he takes off and it's a hit and run? But the reality is, I think the government sees a great opportunity to make some money and say, no, no, you, hey, look, you can let people park here and tailgate. You just got to buy a permit to do it. That is dumb. Could you imagine going to a Georgia game? There's a lot of great little houses and townhouses all over the stadium, especially up towards Baxter and Millage. And you park in like a frat house. How many people utilize frat house parking? But if you're the owner of that frat house, you have to go to Athens-Clarke County and buy a permit to let people pay to park in your yard. Disgusting. Sporting News had a way too early look at the 2018 season and what to expect from each team in the top 25. For the Dogs, first and foremost, will be trying to replace Nick Chubb and Sony Michel. Duh. They combined for over 8,300 yards, so they say, will DeAndre Swift, Elijah Holyfield, and Brian Heron step up? They also say the freshman talent will be talked about. The 2018 class ranks third all-time behind Florida in 2010 and Bama in 2017. Finally, Sporting News says the biggest game of the first half of the season will be at South Carolina on September the 8th. With the Gamecocks coming off a 9-4 season, it's a game Georgia can't afford to lose. Are there any games that any team can afford to lose? Before we get to some audio from Kirby Smart as we kick off spring practice, this is nice and gross. Fast food restaurant Sonic, they're known for their huge menu and shakes and slushies. A majority of their business comes during the warm weather days in the summer because of their drive-in theme. Well, this summer, Sonic is launching, reaching uncharted territory by launching a pickle-flavored snow cone slush. I dated a girl. She used to drink pickle juice when she was hungover. I tried it once. It's friggin' disgusting. But now a longtime staple for a hangover, now we're going to serve it to you as a dessert. Hey, kids, let's go get some ice cream and pickle juice-flavored snow cone slush. G-Day coming up in a month. So I asked the question, just recently hiring of Tom Crean, and we talked about it a little bit last week. For Georgia men's basketball, they don't have to be great. They just got to be better. Mark Fox left the program in good shape. Now, not a ton of wins, not a ton of tournament play, but as we mentioned before, there's not a lot of drama either. FBI isn't hovering over the program. You don't see the NCAA on campus going through files. So yeah, success as far as wins in the postseason, no. But success as far as it's a pretty clean program, yes. So Tom Crean, all he needs to do next year, I just make it to the tournament. Just make it. He did better than Mark Fox has done. A couple of Sweet 16s thrown in there in the next couple of years, by God. I love it. So I asked the question, out of curiosity, and this is on the Twitter account, at CFB929, what are you more excited about? The G-Day game on the 21st or the hiring of Tom Crean from Georgia men's basketball? 84% of you, they are more excited about the spring game. One game. 16% said they're more excited about the hiring of the new basketball coach. I mean, I get it. You have a proven success record with Georgia football. That was a little surprising. But you know what? All Tom Crean has to do, get a couple of wins. About 2 years, make both those teams just as popular. He made a good point in his press conference. He said, I want to get this place filled up on a Tuesday night. He goes, not just when the SEC rivals come to town, not just when Kentucky comes to town. Well, speaking of G-Day, Kirby Smart had his first presser as they begin a spring practice. He said, listen, we're still going to be the hunter. We are not the hunted this season.
We're not going to sit back and let people hunt us. We're going to continue to hunt. We're an aggressive team. That's what we want to be, and we're trying to grow as a team and get better. And I think they'll embrace that challenge. We've got some good leaders on this team. They just got to learn how to step up and be vocal.
Apparently, the humming and the buzz from the audio is going to give us all cancer. How about the high expectations? Kirby Smart accepts them.
Each team is very different. My concern for this team is not understanding that, you know, they are going to be the target for everyone they play. We're not going to sit back and let people hunt us. We're going to continue to hunt.
It is good to hear Kirby Smart again. I miss the sound bites. I miss the press conferences. This Kirby Smart's got a little bit of FU in his voice, too. I mean that in a good way. Like, he's like, look, I'm a coach. I'm here to win. I'm not here to be your buddies. I'm not here to be the media darling. Hey, speaking of, he talks about the media and the fans saying, stop overhyping us.
You guys make our job really hard as coaches by telling us how good we are, how good we should be. And these kids have a very loyal, ambitious, hungry fan base that pats them on the back every day. And I think our job is to bring the reality that there's very simply could have not been a national championship game.
Yeah, but you know, you can't get mad at the fans. You can't say, well, you guys are the ones saying that we're the best team in the country. But then say, but I also need 93,000 of you to show up at the G-Day game. Finally, Kirby Smart talking about, is there going to be a quarterback battle between Justin Fields and Fromm?
He's done a tremendous job in the offseason workouts. He is a competitor. He competes every day. He's first in line, trying to compete with every guy at his position. From a football standpoint, we haven't been able to see a whole lot because we haven't been able to do a whole lot.
We'll hear more from Kirby Smart as spring practice continues and we get closer to the G-Day game, which we will be there at Grindhouse. I'll be there early, I think, doing a show from 9 to 11. Fingers crossed, I don't know. Let's say sure. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262, at CFB929, college football account. Appreciate you listening. I always do. Hope you have a great week. Have a good weekend. Next week, it's all about baseball. 10-minute tailgate tour goes to the Diamond. That's coming up next week. Have a great week. See you. Go Dawgs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.